You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2, 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Hi, I'm Rosie Flores, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. We're going to have some fun this hour. I'm going to be playing nothing but what I want to play. It's my KUTX now, and I'm going to start and play some great songs that were really, really important to me early on in my life when I was a kid growing up in San Antonio, Texas. I'm going to start with one of my first favorite songs. This is one by the Everly Brothers called Kathy's Clam.
Don't want your love.
Love the Everly Brothers. It was really sad when we lost Phil this year. I have to tell a quick story. I was went to go see them play in 1980. I think it was 84. They did an Everly Brothers reunion tour, and I ended up hanging out with Albert Lee, their guitar player at the time, and we were at this little bar after the show, and it was my birthday, and the Everly Brothers sang Happy Birthday to me. It was so exciting. I'll never forget. It was the prettiest version, of course, if you could imagine. So that was one of the highlights of meeting, my legendary star famous guys that have influenced me. I'll tell you a couple more as we go along here. This next man and his wife just blew my mind when I was a kid. And I remember riding around in the back of the car, and this would come on the radio, and I would always get really excited and jump up and down. This is Les Paul and Mary Ford doing How High the Moon.
Where there's music, I'll paint the tune. Where there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above, love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me inside of you. Where there's music, I wonder how far. Where there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will still my heart, how high the moon. Mm-hmm.
is so jazzy and fun and cool. I can just remember being a kid jumping up and down in the seat there listening to that one. And I hope if you were driving, you were too. Well, maybe not driving. I don't want to run anybody off the road, but this is Rosie Flores sitting in here at KUTX Austin. This hour, I'm playing nothing but the songs I want to play. And thanks for listening. Stick around because I'm going to play a bunch of songs that influenced me as I was growing up and pushed me into being a musician, a songwriter, and a guitar player. This next song I'm going to play for you is by the Beach Boys. You know, the Beach Boys was the very first concert I ever went to. I was 13 years old. It was an outdoor concert in San Diego. And I got to go backstage and meet the Beach Boys. And I even got a kiss on the lips, very tenderly, from one of the Beach Boys. He got fired later. His name was Dave. But anyway, he was so sweet. And the dad, I got to meet the dad, you know, the Mr. Wilson. And it was really fun. I love being 13 and watching the Beach Boys. This song also was, when I was 13, I had my first boyfriend. And we used to hide out in the back of my mom's 1950 Chevy coupe, and we would kiss, we would make out, and this became our song, Don't Worry Baby. Wayne Crabtree, if you're out there, this is for you. Don't worry, baby. That's what he said to me. This is Rosie Flores reminiscing with the songs that influenced me through my life, and I'm having a blast playing some of these for you listeners out there on KUTX. And, you know, I'll say one more thing about the Beach Boys and Don't Worry, Baby. I was performing at the Continental Club one night, and it was the same night that the Beach Boys were performing here in town. And they came to my show, and they sat in with, they wanted to know if they could sit in. And I said, yes, if I can sing Don't Worry Baby. So it was really cool because I had their harmonies, and it was very magical. It was, I had the chills and everything. I couldn't believe it. So yeah, I get to have fun in my life and do crazy things like that. And I really appreciate it. It's really cool. And staying on the surf the surf wave right now. We're going to hang 10 with this next song. When my family moved me to San Diego, California, from San Antonio, I mean, I became crazy, crazy, crazy about the surf music and the surf craze. And after Don't Worry Baby got me singing harmonies with my friends, my brother had picked up the guitar and started playing surf music, and I became very interested in it too. And that's really, the surf music was the first thing that I started playing on the guitar. And this was one of my very, very favorite songs. This is by The Ventures, one of the greatest surf instrumentalist bands from the 60s. Here's a song called Apache. Smell that coconut oil from the beach right now. This is Rosie Flores reminiscing with the songs that influenced me through my life, and I'm having a blast playing some of these for you listeners out there on KUTX. I want to mention that also on my latest record, Working Girls Guitar, I did finally write and record my first surf instrumental, and it's called Surf Demon Number 5. That's on Bloodshot Records. Working Girls Guitar is the title of my CD. And I'll be around town playing tonight at Jenny's Little Longhorn out on Burnett Road. So please come on down there, and we're going to be having a blast down there tonight. So while I was hanging out in San Diego, California, listening to the Beach Boys and the Ventures, I'll tell you what, that was exactly where I was when I first heard country radio. Our next door neighbors were crazy about country radio. And at the time, you know, coming from Texas to San Diego, I was just listening to Buddy Holly and Elvis and people like that. But when I got turned on to country radio and started listening to the likes of Tammy Wynette and Johnny Cash and, you know, Ray Price and all those twangy things with steel guitars, I became really enamored with it. And this is Rosie Flores sending you one of my very favorite Johnny Cash songs, Big River.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you call. Then you took me to St. Louis later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, 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 and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Johnny Cash, the greatest. You know, country music kind of led me into rockabilly because I started realizing that the Johnny Cashes out there and the Wanda Jacksons that were doing country really had a rockabilly background. I'm Rosie Flores, guest DJ on KUTX. And I want you to know that Janis Martin and Wanda Jackson were two of my biggest influences because of not only because of the way they sang, but the kind of songs they recorded and the kind of guitar playing that was on their music as well. There were some great guitar players. Let's talk about that later. Let's start right now with Janis Martin, a song she wrote when she was only 15, a song called Barefoot Baby.
The cat I love has got the blues, 'cause his feet won't fit in his blue suede shoes. Oh, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, he's my shoes. Barefoot baby, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, love him so, don't mean maybe. Got no leather for his feet, but my barefoot baby is oh so sweet. He can wiggle his hips, wiggle his nose, but the gals go crazy when he wiggles his toes. Oh, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, he's my shoe. Barefoot baby, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, love him so, don't mean maybe. Got no leather for his feet, but my barefoot baby is oh so sweet. This crew cut hair and the cats meow when his feet are bare. Oh, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, he's my shoes. Barefoot baby, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, love him so, don't mean maybe. Got no leather for his feet, but my barefoot baby is oh so sweet. Kick your shoes off, baby, let your feet flap free. Oh, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, he's my
I'm Rosie Flores, and I've taken over the control room. You're listening to me on KUTX Austin. This hour, we're playing my favorite songs. That was Wanda Jackson. Before that, Janis Martin, two of my biggest influences as singers from the 1950s. My Rockabilly Philly record came out in 1995, where I featured two songs, duets, with each of the girls, two with Janis, two with Wanda. It was really fun because either one of them had really recorded very much at all, and especially hadn't recorded any kind of rockabilly-styled music for over 30 years. And it's my best-selling CD to this date. It's out on High Tone Records. Kind of hard to find. I think one guy was selling a copy of that for $75. I know, that sounds like way too crazy, but it's a hard record to find. But if you can find one, get a copy of it and listen to our duets. I took Wanda Jackson out on tour with me and my band. We promoted that record. We promoted her career, her rockabilly career. She had not been out on the road playing in America, small clubs, I don't think ever, you know. And so it really opened her eyes to what was out there for her. She found out that there is still a lot of people wanting to go and out and dance, and, you know, the big rockabilly scene that's out there. She had no idea it was there. So I was instrumental in opening her eyes to that. And ever since then, she's kept on touring. She's made a great life for herself, her and her husband traveling the road. She also got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So we're real proud of Wanda Jackson. She's out there rocking it up. She'll be here in Austin real soon. Don't miss that. Janis Martin would have been around doing the same thing. Unfortunately, she passed away in around 2007. But fortunately, I got to take her into the studio, and with Bobby Trimble, the drummer of Modern Don Juans, and I, we got a great band together and went and took her in the studio, and we recorded 10 or 11 songs, which is out on Kyle Island Music. You can find it. It's called The Blanco Sessions, and her voice is amazing. She just from Barefoot Baby to how it sounds now, it's just turned into soulful, velvety, like a bottle of aged wine, just smooth and awesome. So pick up that record. It's very bluesy, and I think you'll like it a lot. And we'd appreciate it if you'd spread the word about Miss Janis Martin. Next up, I'm going to play a song. You know, Johnny and Dorsey Burnett lived really close to Elvis Presley. They lived in the Lauderdale courts in Memphis, and they started doing, you know, real styly, hillbilly rockin', mixture of black rhythm and blues and hillbilly music, which later coined the phrase rockabilly music. In fact, they each named their kids. They named one kid Rocky, and the other brother named his kid Billy. So Rocky and Billy Burnett, kind of cute. And I know some of you have heard from some of those guys, and they're amazing musicians as well, taking over from where their dads left off. Can I play this one for you? I sure hope you're enjoying the songs that I'm playing for you today on this hour at KUTX. You're listening to Rosie Flores playing some songs that influenced my life growing up all the way up to today. Here's a song by the Burnett Brothers Trio, Lonesome Train.
On a lonesome train, on a lonesome track.
love that record. Always makes me want to get up and dance. So yeah, the Burnett Brothers, they were hanging out at the Lauderdale Courts, and Elvis Presley was there, and he really looked up to those guys. They were playing some great guitar, and they probably taught him some guitar lessons too. So Elvis Presley was greatly influenced by them, so we're going to play an Elvis Presley song now. I remember being a kid in San Antonio, Texas, and I just thought he was so cute. I think I was like 6 years old, and my dad took me one afternoon into this little, he was hanging out with his brothers. We went into this little beer joint, and he gave me some money, some coins, and I got to keep playing Elvis on the jukebox. I'll never forget that. And here's one of the prettiest songs, one of the most romantic songs I've ever heard, and it's called Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Yes, Elvis, I am lonesome tonight. Would you please knock on my bedroom door and come in and say hello? That is such a romantic song. It just brings tears to my eyes. Anyway, you're listening to Rosie Flores. I'm here on KUTX, and I took over the studio. I get to play everything I want to play, and nobody can tell me what to do. And it's my show, and you're listening to it here on KUTX. Thank you for listening. I've been playing songs that have influenced my life as a musician, as a guitar player, and a singer, and a songwriter. And this next group that I'm going to play for you, this is my teenage years now, and I'm like, you know, I'm in junior high, and I'm this cool girl group came on the radio, and I just couldn't get enough of them. The Ronettes, Be My Baby. Hey there, it's Rosie Flores. Going to be playing at the Little Longhorn on Burnett Road tonight, Jenny's Little Longhorn. Please come on out. We'll be there from 9 till 1 a.m. And we're going to be playing some of these songs live. And you know what? Going through the list here that I've come up with, I couldn't leave the Beatles out. The Beatles, you know, for a girl that was my age, I mean, I grew up right in that era. I was about 14 years old when they came over to America, which was 50 years ago. So you can kind of figure out that I'm almost 64 when I'm 64. But I only look like I'm 18, so thank God. and today I feel like I'm 15. But I'm going to play one of my favorite Beatles songs for you. They became one of the biggest influences to me. Not only did I love George Harrison, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney's lyrics, which were all so different, but I loved all the instrumentation, the guitars, the drums, and it just made me want to be in a band. So I started my first band at age 16. A couple years later, we were called Penelope's Children, and we did this song in that band. So here's one called Revolution, the Beatles.
Revolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution. Love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
You know it's gonna be
all right. All right. All right. Say you change the constitution. Your head. You tell me it's the institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
Don't you know it's gonna be
all right. All right. All right.
All right, man, the Beatles, Revolution. I remember the fuzz face. I got a fuzz face pedal, for a distortion pedal for my guitar. And I remember playing that and trying to, like, get that sound. And, you know, it was like, you know what? It was change the world time. It was hippie time. We were like kids. We were hippies. All the boys were growing their hair long. We were hanging out at the parks in San Diego and going to peace love-ins. I think I turned my dad on to pot that summer. I mean, it was just the greatest time in your life. And it was. It was a revolution that we were trying to get everybody to stop being so straight and narrow and let's loosen it up a little bit. And thank God I had great parents. They were very supportive in my playing music. My father helped me get amplifiers and a PA and mics and drums, and he really rode that dream with me. And it was a great time to be a kid. I'd have to say that the biggest guitar influence at the time, and maybe still, is my greatest guitar influence. I'm just maybe in love with this guy. I met Jeff Beck from the Yardbirds way after he was in the Yardbirds. He was touring with Beck, Bogart, and Appice. Tim Bogart from Vanilla Fudge, Carmen Appice from the Rascals. And I got backstage, and I waited for him to come into his dressing room. I had made friends with the roadie guys, you know, and they let us in because we were young and cute. You know, we were 21 and we were little rock and roll chicks in a band. I had a band then called Penelope's Babies, and they let me play his Stratocaster, and Jeff walked in the room and I went to go put it down, and he said, no, no. And he goes, that's all right. And I said, well, will you show me something on the guitar? And he said, why don't you show me what you know first? And I said, okay. So I started playing this song that we're going to play in a second for him. And he threw his hands up in the air and he went, whoa. And he picked up Tim's bass and he started jamming with me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm jamming with Jeff Beck. I'm 21 years old. And this is the coolest thing that could ever happen to me. And all of a sudden, this tall, lanky blonde walked in the room and his attention span went way over to the left side of the room, put the guitar down, and walked away from the rosy jam. And so after about 10 minutes, I tapped him on the arm and I said, so Jeff, do you think you could show me a lick on the guitar now? And he said, what for? You know it all. So that's my Jeff Beck story. Here's one of the greatest songs that influenced me on the guitar, Jeff's Boogie. Thank you. Jeff's Boogie, Jeff Beck. This is Rosie Flores digging on Jeff's Boogie. Boy, you can sure hear that Les Paul influence in that song. I'm here playing records on KUTX, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And I've got only three more songs to play here in my set. It's been a blast. Thank you, KUTX, for letting me come over and taking over the studio for a while. This next song is going to show you a little bit of my influence after I moved to California and, you know, became enamored with the country sound. It was the honky-tonk sound that brought me into changing from my kind of blues, Everly. I was doing like blues and rockabilly stuff. But when I heard Gary Stewart do Drinking Thing, and I just fell in love with the steel guitars and the twang. And Gary Stewart was a huge star in Texas, but he was also getting a lot of airplay in Los Angeles, is where I was living at the time. There was the coolest bar called the Palomino Club. And I first saw Gary there, and I started playing there, and I just got overtaken by the whole thing. I talked Dale Watson into moving there and playing the Palomino Club. James Infeld got his start there, Lucinda Williams, Dwight Yoakam, and it was our heroes like Gary Stewart that brought us over there and brought our attention, and we all wanted to keep this kind of music alive. Country music has taken so many turns into different directions. We've kind of lost the whole honky-tonk sound on country radio. It's disturbing to me. It's hard for me to listen to it, but when I find radio stations like KUT and KUTX, it will actually play Gary Stewart songs. These are the reasons why I keep that dial right there. So here's a song. I hope you like it. If you haven't heard of Gary Stewart, please Google him and buy everything that he's ever recorded. You're going to love him. Check out his voice. Gary Stewart, Drinking Thing.
Every day I tell myself it's temporary, but it's only 'cause she's young that makes her want another man. Even though she makes me feel unnecessary, I've found a way to help me understand. Sit here on this bar stool, feeling helpless, and I wonder just how long a man can last. I've got this drinking thing to keep from thinking things about where you've been, who you've been with,
What a voice, Gary Stewart. I could listen to him all day. I used to listen to him all day. Anyway, this is Rosie Flores. It's been so great playing for you guys. I'm going to play one more of my greatest country influences. He recorded some songs that he wrote, but he also recorded a lot of songs written by the late, great Harlan Howard. And not only did I love Buck Owens, but I loved his whole band, his steel guitar player, Just the Buckaroos were amazing. So I'm going to leave you, but second to the last song, I'm going to play this one that Harlan wrote called The Tiger by the Tail. We're going to pick it up again, everybody.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Lights are found, there ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. Hey, I'm Rosie Flores. I have had such a great time sharing some of my favorite songs with you guys this past hour. And my latest release, Working Girl's Guitar on Bloodshot Records, is out there, and please pick up that. I'm working on a new book right now that I am telling some great stories from my memoirs and life on the road as a young girl growing up on the road, playing with great musicians, touring all over the world. And I hope to have that out later on this year. And I hope you've enjoyed my songs, and thank you so much for listening. You can find me on Twitter, and don't forget to come out tonight, 9 to midnight. I'll be at Jenny's Little Longhorn on Burnett Road, playing from 9 till midnight. I'm going to leave you with one more song. This is a song that influenced me to find my punk era. I discovered the Ramones after I started playing with a band out of L.A., around Hollywood area called the Screamin' Sirens. I played lead guitar for this band, and I had such a great time. I got to tour with different people like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We got to play with the Ramones. I mean, just so many great bands. It was a great era in the 80s. So I'm going to leave you with this song by the Ramones, and thank you again so much. I'll see you tonight at Jenny's Little Longhorn. Thank you, KUTX. Here's Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones.